Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. Choice from yourself, Ben.
Mars.
Yeah.
You enjoy it?
I really did, yeah.
Wonderful, cool. On the line, someone very special who's hanging on, hanging on
the thread.
Around. He is everyone's favourite friend on the Friday Meltdown, Mr. Wolf. Good evening.
Hey!
How are you this week, Mr. Wolf?
I'm very well, actually. I'm very well indeed. Thank you for inquiring.
I'm glad I inquired. That's what we do on this show. We're polite.
I'm very happy about this.
You're very happy.
Mr. Wolf's got a very chipper-sounding voice.
I'm always happy.
He's always happy. Just listen to that.
There are two people here you haven't met this week, Mr. Wolf. Firstly, Sarah is here.
Hello, Sarah. Hello.
Cool. And we've also got two people who haven't been on Friday Meltdown before, but both know a lot about you. Firstly, we'll go to the boy Jordan.
Yes.
Yes.
What did you want me to do?
Say hi to Mr. Wolf.
Hi, Mr. Wolf.
Hello, how are you?
I'm aight.
Great.
Me too, mine's this. Mr. Van Hook.
Indeed. Mr. Wolf, it's a great privilege to be speaking to you.
Oh, it certainly is. It is for you. It is indeed.
Tell me about it. I've seen many photos of you. Yeah, you're a great looking guy as well. Very handsome wolf.
Oh, of course I am. Well, I'm the best wolf ever can be. On Facebook, of course.
You can find him on Facebook, Mr. Wolf. Check out various places he's been around the world. Jordan has got his old Mac up in with him. He's going to be doing that now. It's Mr. with two eyes, isn't it, Mr. Wolf?
It is. It's Mr. Wolf.
There you go. What have you been up to this week, Mr. Wolf?
I've been watching a very good historical documentary on television.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Game of Thrones.
Historical documentary, is that, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah, it's fascinating what we used to get up to in the old days.
What did they used to get up to in the old days, Mr. Wolf?
They used to kill each other.
Mm.
Yeah.
Everything else they
dragons. Dragons are real. I don't know, just a mystical thing invented by the Welsh, but apparently.
I thought they just had
real.
A lot of money. Dragons.
No.
No?
Oh. No. It's these three dragon eggs, which were stone, and they went in the fire, and they became real dragons, and there's a woman, and she's a dragon, but she's a human, who's a dragon.
Is this a show for kids?
Oh, absolutely. I'd recommend it to any children to learn about historical things, of course, except for the violence.
On behalf of Burst, we'd just like to say that Mr. Wolf's views are his own.
Yes, naturally. And they got wolves in it. There's loads of wolves.
Hey!
You've got any, family links to the dire wolves, Mr. Wolf?
No. No, because I'm from Siberia, you see. So, yeah. And the dire wolves, apparently they come from north of the wall, whatever that means. I mean, whether they're into Pink Floyd or not, I really don't know.
Yeah, a little bit, of Pink Floyd early, Mr. Wolf?
Sorry?
Did you hear a little bit of Pink Floyd early, Mr. Wolf?
Just
say
one moment.
Yes.
What do I say?
Just say whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah, another brick in the wall.
Yes, that's correct.
Got that right. You could have said Arnold Lane or CM Lee Play, but no, I got it right. Absolutely, I listened to it.
What else you been up to this week, Mr. Wolf? Any good-looking sheep out there?
Oh, there's always loads of good-looking sheep out here. I live on an island.
Yeah.
It's surrounded by sheep and water, although the sheep aren't in the water.
Absolutely. That'd be weird. That'd be floaty sheep. You don't want inflatable
sheep. It'd be like the world's biggest sheep dip, apart from piri piri sauce. You get a big bucket of that and dip your sheep in there, It's very nice. A bit spicy.
Questions for Mr. Wolf. Let's look at the panel. Ben?
I've got one. Mr. Wolf, what do you think about this? I nearly drowned in a sheep dip once.
Why?
I jumped into it when I was younger. I went to a farm with my family, and me and my brother were jumping into puddles, and I saw this rather large square puddle, and I jumped into it and started to sink, and all that was left was my hand. My hand was sticking out of the liquid, and my brother held on to me, and that was that. So I nearly died. Nearly died, Mr. Wolf, and I stunk as well.
I nearly drowned in piri piri sauce once. Same story. There was a square hole in the ground. A lot of piri piri sauce. I don't know what I was expecting. It was mildly warm.
Mildly warm, not hot.
Yeah, but look on the bright side. At least you've got no fleas or ticks.
So I haven't.
True.
Thank you. Thank you
That's
for the advice.
Quite all right. I'm glad you survived.
Sarah, do you have anything to say to Mr. Wolf this week? You've spoken to Mr. Wolf a few times now, I believe. Anything you got to say to him?
Is there a Mrs. Wolf?
Contentious.
No, there isn't a Mrs. Wolf.
You're riding solo, Mr. Wolf.
I'm afraid so. I've got lots of friends, though. You know, there's Mr. Roadkill. There's Mr. Unicorn, Mr. Sheepdog, Mr. Sarcastic Parrot.
We heard about Mr. Tiger earlier last week. You know, he popped in earlier.
Oh,
as well.
Mr. Hum, Mr. Tiger. He's a nice lad, Mr. Tiger. He's very small. He's very small.
Mm.
He's not a big wolf like me, naturally. Mm. Mm-hmm. See, I can speak French as well.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We could almost call you Monsieur Wolf.
Monsieur. Monsieur Wolf. Yeah, it's got quite a ring to it. Is Alison there?
Alison is not sadly. Sadly, Alison is preoccupied this week, so unfortunately no Alison. But she will be back next week.
Hey.
You had something planned there, Mr. Wolf, didn't you?
I did. Indeed. And what it was something you're not going to find out until I next speak to Alison.
Wonderful.
So, hello, Alison, wherever you are.
She may well be listening. I'm sure Alison's now waving and saying, hello, Mr. Wolf, to the radio.
Aww,
that's nice.
Sweet.
Mr. Wolf, I'm going to run by two news stories for you this week, just see what you think. Something we've chatted about already, Leicester City, our Premiership champions. What do you think of that?
Well, it's one of those, you know, underdog stories, you know.
Underwolf.
I just wished I'd put a bet on it. Oh, Underwolf. Yeah, very good. Mm. Yeah, very good. Yeah, Leicester City. Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah, well, I mean, all these people who should have put bets on, they'll go, oh, I should have put a bet on. Well, who would have thought to have put a bet on unless you support Leicester City?
That's very true.
I mean, I support AFC Wimbledon, and I'm not going to put any money on them.
Even though they're in the playoffs this year in League Two, are you aware?
Even though they're in the playoffs, you know, I can't afford to spend my sheep money on that.
You can't.
Absolutely not.
Do Wolves bet in sheep?
No. What we do, we catch a sheep, and once we've eaten our fill, we sell the rest of it to the butcher, and the butcher gives us some money, and then that becomes sheep money.
Oh, lovely.
And then I go out and buy a doner kebab. With lots of sauce. Not Piri Piri, though. No,
okay, let's move on, Miss Wolf. One last thing. Busted have a new single out this week. What do you think of that?
Who?
Busted.
Hooray.
Excellent. Well, we're glad you got the thumbs up for that, Mr. Wolf. We've got to rush on with things. Thank you very much for chatting to us, Mr. Wolf. Any last questions for Mr. Wolf? Nothing. You look scarred for life, Ben.
Not necessarily. Can I just hear you howl, please, Mr. Wolf? Thank you.
Was that good enough for you?
That was great.
Thanks, Ben. Really wanted to hear that.
Yeah, it is.
How's your ears?
It was lovely.
Beautiful, as always.
Shall we say send a little goodbye to Mr. Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh!
I meant just say
Kieran.
Goodbye, yeah?
Kieran, you've got a wolf there.
It's just Ben. It's all right, Mr. Wolf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
Find one to have you on again, Mr. Wolf. We're gonna hear this new Busted single now, so you'll be able to hear it for yourself. How about that?
Yes, I'd love to listen to that. Yeah.
It's called Coming Home. Thank you very much, Mr. Wolf. We'll be coming home and we'll be back speaking to you again next week. How about that?
Oh, thank you very much. The pleasure's all yours.
Goodbye, Mr.
Nice
Wolf.
One, Wolfie.
Bye.
Bye. That was nice, wasn't it?
That was lovely.
Nice to meet Miss Wolf. Busted, new single, Coming Home, it's cool.